This is a war on Justin and Stacy. Justin and Stacy are two former customers at the video store where I work. Justin had a history of renting new releases right when they came out, then keeping the video for an extra week or so past the due date. I never actually saw him. He somehow always timed his rentals and returns when I was off duty. I got his name on the overdue list all the time, though, so I kept attempting to call him. But the voicemail box for his phone number was always full, so I could never even leave a message. And the last straw came when he rented the new Mike Figgis film, The Time Code. This is a very expensive video, and my store is neither busy nor affluent. We rely on the first few weeks after a title's initial release to pay back our investment. It's not Blockbuster. I don't have 70 copies of every movie and tiny little revenue sharing plans with the studios. Well, Justin rented Time Code and just didn't bring it back. After a couple of weeks, I wrote it off as stolen. I tried to charge the cost of the credit card we had on file, but the card had been canceled, and the phone number was disconnected. Justin had moved. Months later, with ninja stealth, Justin drops the video on the counter and bolts out of the store. When I got his new phone number from 411, he tried to tell me that he had never even rented Time Code. Stacy opened an account last September and rented The Kingdom, Parts 1 and 2 by Lars von Trier, and she never brought them back, and her telephone was disconnected. About a month after the rental, I succeeded in reaching her at work at a work number, and that's when things got really ugly. At first, Stacy was amiable. She told me she had just moved, which explained the disconnection of her phone, and that the videos had been mislaid, but she had found them now. Since she was quite concerned about the late charges, and I was primarily interested in just getting my expensive videos back, I told her I would make a deal. If she returned the Kingdom by the weekend, I would charge her $50 and call it even. Fast forward another month. I called Stacy at work again. She apologized for not having made it back, but wanted to make sure before returning the movies that she would still only be charged $50, essentially trying to hold them for ransom. I explained that this arrangement had been made with the understanding that she would have the videos in a month ago, but she was intent on keeping them hostage. She told me that she would bring them in on Saturday, and I agreed to honor our original deal. But I warned her, if she reneged again, I would have to charge her. Good luck, she scoffed. That credit card you have is totally maxed out. I already knew this. I had tried to charge her earlier that morning. 2 days before Christmas, more than a month later, I did charge her. Guess that card wasn't maxed out anymore. Stacy called at the end of January, and she was livid. Somehow, even though she still had my movie, she thought that I had completely overstepped my bounds by making her pay for them. She declared that I was behaving like a child, that she would call her lawyer, she wanted to curb me like a spoiled baby. Eventually, she called me a fag and hung up on me. She rang back a few minutes later, but I wouldn't take the call. Somehow she seemed surprised and upset that I wouldn't take the call after she called her fag and hung up on me. So, Justin and Stacy, the war is on. Justin will be forced to pay, somehow, one day. And since then, he has. Stacy will get nothing back, and the sight of that video she stole from me will be ashes in her mouth. And the above serves examples to other thieving penny pinchers not to trifle with the absolute authority of Minskis. Thank you.